Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vamonos.
The Cisco Kid.
Say, want to rate ace high with that hungry family of yours?
It's easy.
Just make sure you serve...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, ma'am, serve more good butternut bread. And you are sure to win the applause of everybody from junior to granddad. Because everybody likes that butternut flavor, that richness, that extra richness, that butternut tenderness and fine texture. And you know, you'll like the way that butternut's freshness lasts. If you open a loaf for breakfast one morning, you can enjoy it at noon and again at night. And if there's any left, which I doubt, you'll enjoy it just as fresh and delicious again the next morning. Butternut is baked right to be fresh and wrapped right to stay fresh. When you buy bread, make sure of the brand you buy. Look for the only loaf in the bright blue and white checked gingham wrapper, the wrapper with the picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread. You'll like it.
And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Schoolmarm. Education on the frontier of our West in the 1870s was highly prized and usually unobtainable. It was natural, therefore, for the town of Rawhide to be justly proud of its beautiful young schoolteacher, Dorothy Torrison. Soon after her arrival in town, she won the affection, esteem, and good wishes of everyone. Everyone except a 12-year-old boy, who is doomed to live as an outlaw if the plans now being hatched by two riders are carried out.
You sure live up to your name, Duke Gowden. Them new clothes are even dutier than those you usually wear.
You'd expect me to wear my best for a party, wouldn't you now, Lyle?
Yeah, I reckon. Wait till the schoolmarm lays eyes on you. She won't be able to resist you.
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring on. While everybody's watching her and me dance, young Billy Claiborne can steal the strong box and make a clean getaway.
How much do you figure they'll collect for the new school off this here dance they're giving?
That'll be well over 4,000, sure as you're over a foot high, Lyle.
I still don't trust that young punk, Billy Claiborne.
And you don't know nothing about human nature. Billy admires me, my flashy clothes, the fancy pinto I ride, my silver-mounted saddle.
Why should that make him...
Nothing he wants more than to be like me. Why, even if that young punk does get caught, he'd sooner die than connect me with a robbery. Oh, yeah.
Who now?
Party's just beginning to get into full swing.
Yeah, we've already been noticed through the window. Oh, there's Billy.
Huh? Yeah, he's nodding his head. You reckon that means he's already got the money they're collecting for the new schoolhouse?
Don't look like anything hidden under his clothes to me.
Wait here. Let him come outside to us.
Yeah.
You did just what you told me.
You did not. You were supposed to wait until Dude was dancing with Dorothy Torres.
Oh, what difference does it make? He's got it, ain't he?
Well, cut the jawn and get out of here. Better for us not to be seen together.
Yeah, that's right, Billy. We'll meet later at the clump of cottonwoods near the river. Go on now.
All right, Dude. I'll show that teacher in a new school. I'm part of your gang now, huh?
Yeah, of course you are, Billy. Now, be sure to wait for us.
What makes you so certain he will?
That kid, that money don't mean nothing to him. You heard what he said about my gang.
Well, you better be right about him, Dude.
I am. That punk's going to be the means of our getting hold of a lot more money. This is only the beginning.
If you're right, it is. If it ain't, it'll be the end for him.
Son of another day.
Oh, I've been twisting and turning for over an hour. Oh, the way Poncho snores. Wonder he does not awaken himself. Oh, this is too much. Poncho! Poncho! Now what? Between Diablo and Poncho, I'll never get to sleep. Hey, what is going on out there? Diablo! Okay!
What happened, Cisco?
Steady, steady, hold Diablo now. Ho, easy, ho, ho.
What the
hell? Ho.
What the Nino doing on Diablo?
Perhaps this Nino will be good enough to tell us, Poncho. Better help you dismount from my horse, boy. Easy, Diablo. Ho, steady, ho. You are lucky to still be alive, Nino. The fact that you are a boy and not a man is the only reason you were not trapped to death.
Oh, see, Diablo, he ain't let nobody but Cisco ride him. What you do out here this time of night, anyhow?
None of your business. Let me go. I ain't done nothing.
Do you call attempting to wrestle a caballo nothing, young senor?
Who says I was trying to steal your horse? Can you prove it?
Ay, this young Nino going to grow up to be the coyote bandido, Pancho, think.
Do not judge the boy too harshly, Pancho. Now tell us, Nino. What is your name? Why are you running away from home?
Hey.
Not so fast. You are going nowhere.
Oh, look, Cisco, that box fall out from under the Nino's coat. Pancho,
you leave that alone. It's mine.
When I keep it, I'm... Pancho, I mean to drop it. Santa Lucia. Look at all the monies.
Pick it all up, Pancho. Put it into the box.
Oh, si, Cisco.
Where did you get this much money, young senor?
I ain't gonna tell you nothing. Better give me my money back and let me go.
We only tried to help you, Nino.
I don't need your help. I got friends and as sure as thunder, they'll kill you like varmints if you don't let me go.
I see. Well, Pancho, I guess there's no use talking to this young desperado. Saddle up the horses.
Oh, we take him to Rawhide and his mother and padre, no, Cisco?
Ah, it's a laugh. My mother and my father.
What is so funny about it?
I ain't got none.
Oh, that's too bad. Pancho, sorry to hear that, Nino.
And I don't need none either. I don't need nothing from anybody.
That is where you are absolutely wrong, young senor. You need a great deal of help from many people. Or, sure as thunder, you will grow up to die like a bandido at the end of a rope.
Yeah, finally. I've been waiting for over an hour to have this dance with you, Dorothy Torrison.
I'm sorry, dude. My dance card was filled before you got here.
You could have saved me a few dances.
You could have gotten here earlier.
Oh, I was here as early as any of these other cowpokes.
Why, dude, Galton, you and Lyle Ryburn didn't get here until at least an hour after the dance began. I remember you two coming in just after Billy Claiborne left.
No, you're mistaken. Dorothy, we've been here before and left. You saw us coming back. Yeah, that's how it was. You didn't see us before, only when we returned. You see, hey, what's the matter with the music? Why'd everybody stop talking?
Those two men who just came in here.
What? Well, that's Billy Claiborne with him. Wonder what they want with him.
Perdóname, por favor, señores y señores. The compañero and I are sorry to interrupt the dance. Since everyone in town seems to be here, we thought perhaps someone can identify this Nino.
Why, of course. He's Billy Claiborne. What's the matter, Billy?
Well, maybe it'd be better for you to tell him yourself, young senor Billy.
Tell us what?
This Nino say he not got no madre or padre, and that...
So, what about it? He's an orphan. You still got lots of friends in this town.
Yeah, and what right do a couple of saddle bums like you have him holding on to Bill Amway?
Perhaps this will explain what gives us the right hombre.
Wait, it's the cash box with the money for the school.
Yeah, well, how'd you hombres get that money box?
How could anyone get it? It was hidden over there with all the women's coats.
I don't know how they got hold of that money box, Miss Torrison. When I met them outside, they had it and they grabbed hold of me. Make them let me go.
Momento, you young maverick. You know that is not the truth.
Oh, see, that very bad to tell such a big fib.
Get your hands off the boy. I believe him.
So do I, Lyle. I believe him, too.
That makes two of us, dude. It makes you a liar, stranger.
Here, senorita. Here is the cash box and your school money.
But what I don't understand is... Well...
So your name is Lyle.
Yeah. What about it?
No one calls me a liar, Coyote.
Remember it. Remember it. Well.
And you are called Dude.
You try that kind of stuff on me, and I'll put a bullet through you.
Oh, Cisco, look out. The first hombre gopher is gone.
Cisco, you're the Cisco kid?
See, that is what I am called. Lyle, and also Dude. You two coyotes started to reach for your guns. Finish the draw.
No, I ain't gonna.
Now, you think I'd take a chance? Why, somebody in here is liable to get hit.
Dude is right. Please, for the sake of the new school. And that's why we're having this dance. Won't you forget about the trouble?
Of course, senorita. Whatever you ask.
Where that young hombre Billy? He not here now.
Well, he must have dodged out of here during the commotion. Good, the music started again. Will you dance with me, please? I want to talk to you.
Of course, senorita. I am greatly honored.
I'll leave the money box with Jeb Colfax. Jeb Colfax!
What is it, Dorothy?
Will you take care of this money?
Sure, be glad to.
Thanks.
Never handed before.
Thanks, Jeb.
Pancho, will you hold my sombrero?
Si, Cisco.
Yeah, gracias, amigo. And now, Senorita Dorothy, may I have the pleasure?
Certainly. I began this dance with Dude.
And you are finishing it with me. Why?
Because I need your help.
How can I be of service to you, Senorita?
It's about Billy. He's headed straight for a hangman's noose, I'm afraid.
I agree with you, Senorita. That is why I acted as I did. I thought if young Senor Billy saw his friends were cowards, he might change his mind about them.
I know what you mean. Both Dude and Lyle acted very suspiciously. I mean about the money Billy stole.
You know he stole it? You are certain?
Certain enough. I also think Dude and Lyle put him up to it.
Well, what is the matter with the... Santos!
Fire! That fire is going to spread fast, Cisco. We got to get out of here, pronto.
Si, Pancho, come on. This way, Senorita Dorothea.
Yes. Andale. There's the door.
Plenty of time for everyone to get out of here safely. Do not push, please. Senores! Senores, do not push!
Open the door!
Cisco, those coyotes, they shoot at us from out there, right?
And the burning building may become a death trap since the gunfire of the outlaws prevents an escape. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
When it's noontime in the kitchen and the footsteps on the porch mean the kids are home for lunch, just break into the bread box and sing out with this tune.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread. Ah, that means good butternut bread. Especially good for that noontime lunch when the appetites are hearty, the time is short, and the need for quick food energy is mighty big. Those fresh, tender slices of butternut make top-flight sandwiches. Butternut's easy to spread and even easier to eat with any sandwich filler. And most important, butternut bread is good for you. Good for those hungry youngsters who need a nourishing lunch. You see, butternut is made from the finest, naturally nutritious ingredients, and it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. So, next time your family sits down to lunch, just remember this song.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Good butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Schoolmarm. Dude Gowden and Lyle Ryburn conspire with young Billy Claiborne to rob a strongbox which contains the money collected for a new school. Cisco and Pancho capture Billy when he attempts to steal Diablo. They bring him and the stolen money back to the dance, which is still in progress. After a showdown, during which Cisco proves Dude and Lyle to be cowards, Cisco's help is requested by the young schoolteacher, Dorothy Torreson. Suddenly, a fire breaks out, and as Cisco and the others rush through the door, they are greeted by a barrage of bullets.
All right, put up your gun, Lyle. Save your bullets.
I think one of them bullets got the Cisco Kid, dude.
Never mind about him. He's gone back into the meeting hall with the others. It's the fire I'm talking about.
What fire? Thunderation. The place is on fire. That blasted kid. I told you not to trust him.
Come on, we gotta get away from here. All I told that young punk to do was to yell fire from in back of the meeting hall. Setting a real fire is his own idea.
Folks in town will sweat the truth about everything out of Billy now. We gotta leave these parts for good.
Why? Who says so? No one saw us try to dry gulch Cisco.
Come on, come on, mount up. It's a cinch, they'll follow.
No, not if we stampede the saddle and wagon horses, they won't. At least not until they've rounded them up again.
There's still a problem with the kid. Are you forgetting about Billy Claiborne?
No, I'm giving him full attention. I still say he won't talk no matter what, even if they catch him for starting the fire.
What's the matter with you? Don't you know that Cisco kid is smart enough to trap Billy into telling about us?
Yeah, I reckon he is. Oh, come on, let's get these horses stirred up to throw them folks off our trail. Then we'll find Billy and take out some six-gun insurance. We'll make sure he never talks again.
Why those hombres chase those stampeding caballos? They keep running from one end of the town to the other.
Those hombres are anxious to keep the horses from getting out of town. That is why they keep circling them, Pancho.
What a night. First the money stolen, then the fire and those gunshots.
Gunshots backfired on those two coyotes who tried to drag gulch us.
Well, what you mean, Cisco?
The fire was undoubtedly started, so we would be driven outside into a dry gulch.
Si.
When those gunshots drove everyone back into the meeting hall, we had to put out the fire.
One of them, either Dude or Lyle, must have set the fire while the other
no,
one...
No, Senorita Dorothea. They were both out front. Come on. We may be able to catch the young maverick who set the fire.
Billy Craven?
See, that who it got to be.
I do not think any 12-year-old boy can resist watching a stampede.
Well, if you're right, he's probably just down the street watching from the alley next to the general store.
Pancho, go around back of the store.
Si, Cisco, Pancho called from one end of the alley. You come to
we'd better wait a moment. Give Pancho a chance to get around back.
Si, Senorita Dorothea.
Look, they've caught their horses.
Si. They'll be forming a posse to go after those two skunks. I should join them.
Getting hold of Billy is more important right now, Cisco. You can join that posse later.
You are right, Senorita. Come on. We have given Pancho enough time.
There's the general store.
Cisco, get the niño!
Oh, it's Billy. There he goes.
You run swiftly, young maverick, but not fast enough.
Stay away from me. Let me go.
Yeah.
Get your hands on me. I'm never in the
wrong. Hold still, you young renegade. Hold still and listen, Billy. Or like your namesake, Billy the Kid... You'll be dead by the time you are 21.
Can't you understand, Billy? The only reason we brought you here to my house is because we're trying to help you.
Oh, he not listen to nothing you or Cisco say, Senorita Tortilla. Is this young Senor Billy stubborn like a burro?
None of what we have said has made an impression on this niño. I'm wasting my time here, Senorita Dorothea. I'm going to join the posse.
Oh, Pancho, think Pancho stay here and guard this young niño. All right, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. Whatever you wish.
I'm going to the kitchen, Cisco. I'll have some food for you when you and the others return.
Gracias, Senorita. Be sure to hide that school money in a safe place.
Ay, that not good, young Senor Billy. Pancho, see the look on your face when a Senorita school teacher mentioned money.
Why don't you quit bothering me?
Pancho not want to bother you. What do you like to do to pass the time while we're waiting?
Nothing.
Oh, Pancho, no? Pancho read you a story from this book. You want Pancho to read you a story? Bueno, Pancho do it. Once upon a time...
Hey, you got the book upside down. Don't you know how to read?
Oh, that's very funny, no? Pancho holy book downside up.
Go on, read the story.
Si, bueno. Here we go. There once used to was a very fine young colt. What not got no madre nor padre. So he get very, very wild, because there nobody to tell him what to do. And he start to run around with two lobos, wolves. And they teach him all kinds of bad things. And one day the little colt and the two lobos, They go into the barnyard and they grab the little lamb. And a pig was passing by. Oi, oi, oi. He said, what you do with that little lamb? Oi, oi, oi. And the two wolves, rawr, rawr. They say, we're going to see this little lamb. And here, little goat, you haul him. And pretty soon a rooster, he come past and he said to the wolves, rawr, rawr. And to the goat, not you take the wool away from the little lamb. Says the rooster, and the pig say, oi, 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 oi. See that wool for everybody to keep warm in the wintertime. And the little lamb say, see that the truth, not you be so selfish to take it all for yourself. But the wolves, rawr, rawr, and the colt, they not listen. So the tecolate, the wise owl, who watching all of this, he tell the little colt, the ninu what run with the wolves, rawr, rawr, he say the wise old owl, who, oi, oi, oi. Pancho man, who, who. Well, the little colt, he listened to the wise old owl, who, who. When the owl say, he who, 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 run with the wolves, rawr, rawr. Someday get eaten by the wolves, rawr, rawr. And the rooster say, come on, everybody. We form a posse and we put those wolves behind the bars for the rest of their lives. And all the animals say, oi, oi, oi.
That's not in the book. I bet you made the whole thing up.
See, young Ginger Billy, but it's a very good story, no? Oh, you got such a nice smile, young Senor Billy. Pancho like to see you laugh.
Come on, Dorothy, into that room.
You filthy swine. Dude, Lyle.
Hi, Billy. See, I didn't forget about you. You're part of my gang.
Shut up, fat one.
Oh, Pancho, just think of the wise old owl. Who, who?
Shut up, I said.
Hey, you let Pancho alone, Lyle Ryburn.
Oh?
Yeah, leave him alone, Lyle.
I'm sorry, Pancho. I didn't have a chance to warn you. They came in the back door and took me by surprise, like a couple of slinking wolves.
See, that's what they are. Wolves.
Shut up, fat one. I'm trying to be nice to you. Look, Billy, we come back to rescue you and get that money.
Dorothy's lying when she says that money ain't in this house.
Is she, Billy? Is she lying?
Oh, remember, young Senor Billy.
I remember, Pancho.
Hey, what is this?
That young punk ain't going to tell us. I'll beat the truth out of him. Him and a gal with my fist and with a gun barrel.
You sneaking cowards. If you harm that boy.
You yellow sidewinders.
It's Cisco.
Hey, let's get him, Lyle. Good job.
Oh, bueno, Cisco. You shoot the guns from the hands of both the coyotes.
Come on, dude. Rush him. Give that thing I want more.
You sink my fist. Your ways are face, Lyle Ryburn. The same for you. You coward.
That first coyote get up off the floor. Pancho, help you, Cisco.
Pancho. Way to handle vermin like this is to grab one.
No, let me go.
And then the other, like this. Hold them under your arm and dump their heads together.
Holy jumping Jessica. You knocked them both out, Cisco. You show me how to fight like that, will you, huh?
I think you should, Cisco. I may need Billy's help with some of the bigger boys when we get our new school.
Of course I will, young Senor Billy. After these two bandidos are safely behind bars.
See, they learn from the law that to be a bandido, they got to be like the local bird in the cuckoo clock.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
We'll soon have our new school here in Rawhide. Thanks to you, Cisco.
Oh, no. The thanks is not to me, Senorita Dorothea. It is due young Senor Billy.
Oh, Billy is certainly a changed boy since Pancho took him in hand. You know, he's been a wonderful influence for Billy.
Well, that is because Pancho was really a little child himself, Senorita.
Yes, he is. He's wonderful.
And like a young niño, it would not hurt Pancho to go to your school. There is a lot for him to learn.
Oh, yes. There's a lot you could learn, too, Cisco.
Oh, naturally. I am sure I could learn a lot by going back to school.
Oh, no, Cisco. What I'm talking about, you don't learn by going back to school. This isn't in a book. Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco, I sure am glad to hear that the law take care of those two good-for-nothing, those two bandidos.
They'll be very, very old hombres by the time they get out of jail.
Oh, si, very old hombres. How you know those two bandidos would come to Senorita Dorothea's house?
When I got to thinking about it, I realized that young Senor Billy and the money were the bait that would bring them.
Oh, si, you're right. He do does it.
Where did you learn to imitate a cuckoo clock so well, Pancho? You know, that was very good.
Oh, gracias. One time Pancho got a cuckoo clock and Pancho listened to it.
Oh, you did, eh?
Si.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, si. But Pancho traded for this pocket watch.
That pocket watch? But it does not run.
That right, it not run. It always point to 12 o'clock.
Well, if it does not run, why not throw it away?
Oh, no. Pancho would not do that, Cisco. It tells you right time twice a day.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco. Andiamo.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Because a good breakfast means a good morning, build a better breakfast every day. A good breakfast always includes plenty of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, eat a better breakfast. Eat plenty of crisp, crunchy slices of good butternut toast. Enjoy it with fresh butter, homemade strawberry preserves, or as French toast. You can do anything with butternut. Serve it any way you like, and you'll always like it. That's because butternut is always the same. Every loaf, every slice is always the same fine texture, the same creamy whiteness, the same delicious flavor. Anytime you open a blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper, you can rest assured that you're about to serve the finest bread that's baked. Then when you buy bread by name. Insist on butternut bread, good butternut bread, in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Try a loaf tomorrow.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.